I wanted to read this poem and then say something about poetic voice and the first person in poetry in order to give a quite illusory impression that there's going to be some kind of logic or expository sequence in what I'm going to say. We'll begin there and then sort of drift off into nowhere, I think. But this is number 9 of it. I wrote 2 sequences of sonnets. And this was dated 17th of October 1974, which was my 42nd birthday. Spring is a recurring astonishment, like poetry. So suddenly the oaks in Albert Park have assumed their bulk of green. So helplessly, I find myself with 42 years notched up, my birthday presents, hedge clippers, screwdrivers, and the Gulag Archipelago. And as I unwrap them, a young man with a pack on his back knocks at our door wanting breakfast. His name is Blackburn, son of a 7th Fleet Admiral who rained down death for years on North Vietnam, but the boy went to jail sooner than fight, and he's here to study mushrooms. He who forgets the past becomes blind, says Solzhenitsyn in that book full of Russian blood. Cultivate your garden, say those Voltairean hedge clippers. The quarrel of sparrows fills the silence of God that has lasted 42 years. It's very much a poem of its time. People were writing sonnets and sonnet sequences then, open sonnets, not formal rhyming sonnets. John Berryman was doing them, and Robert Lowell was doing them, and James K. Baxter in New Zealand, and the background of the Vietnam War is there, and the Cold War in Solzhenitsyn, and it's all very much of its time. And I did 2 sequences, and some of them I quite liked that one, but I also felt somehow that uneasy about, it was a time of confessional poetry, you know, Lowell and Berryman in America and Baxter in New Zealand and others. It was very much the mode of the time, and I suppose I was trying to do that mode, and it wasn't really quite natural to me. I felt, you know, that people who were alcoholic or spent periods in mental hospitals had a sort of unfair advantage to the confessional poem. Anyway, that's not been quite fair, but I think it's only looking back I realised that I think that's why I did a sort of escape from that sort of, I wanted first person poems, but I didn't really want them myself to be quite so much the centre.